Do you think it's fair to say, Martin, that this is the end of an era? Is that too strong a term?
Well, I'm flattered that you would put it that way. I just think it's a passing of the old wand. I'm so pleased that the others on the show are going to continue, and I'll name them Wendy Weiss, Bill McClellan, Ray Hartman, Charlie Brennan, and Alvin Reed, who has been a frequent guest, is going to join the show. We've had an understanding now for several years. By we, I mean the people on the show and management, that Charlie would be my successor. And I don't think there's any more logical one. He has been a virtual regular since day one, and he's certainly recognized nationally as one of the most talented people, right? The broadcast industry, you're nodding your head. This is radio, but yes. Take my word for it. Don well. Marsh is nodding his head. He's not shaking it, no, right?
Absolutely not.
And Charlie has I just love Charlie's ability to do things the way he does. He's a contrarian in many ways, which will suit him becoming provocateur very well, because he won't just nod his head on Channel 9, you know, agreeing with these characters. He'll get into it pretty well.
Well, you know, I have to say that I don't envy Charlie Brennan coming in following you, because, you know, your presence has been so distinct over all these 23 years. And anybody who follows an act like that has got a tough time, because there will be inevitable comparisons. What advice do you give Charlie to get through this?
Well, I think Charlie will have to put his own stamp on the show and not try to be me. Why would he want to be? I mean, he's a, you know, classy guy.
So are you, Martin. Come on.
No, but I understand and appreciate what you're saying. I mean, it would be very, very unappreciative of me to say, oh, people don't know what they're talking about. You know, I know what I've contributed to the show, but that was my job, right? Or else we wouldn't have been on for 23 years. And I think that during these 23 years, I've learned to, let me digress here for a moment. And I'll get around to giving Charlie some advice. We've overcome some tragedies, not just difficulties. Rich Koster, who was an original on the show and brilliant and a perfect foil for Ray Hartman. When we put this show together, I wasn't just thinking of dragging people off the street. You know, we put a little thought into who's going to be on the show. And Rich Koster and Mark Vittert and I, you know, are the ones who were the original ensemble. And Ray Hartman was Mark's idea, and Bill McClellan was mine, and Ann Keefe was mine, and Charlie Brennan was mine, and all that kind of stuff. But what I'm getting at is overcoming the tragedy of Rich Koster's unexpected death in 1994, and then Nan Wyatt's murder. And here were two star performers on our show. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm so grateful that we overcame those difficulties. And I would say, not in the tragic realm, but certainly disappointing, was Mark Vittert having other interests in going his way, you see. No discord, you understand. Just Mark had other things to do. And Ann Keefe decided she wanted to retire. Well, who's to stop her or object to that? Ann Keefe gave us star power, you see. Let me tell you how I was fortunate enough to get her. Ann and I were friends along the way, and we always wanted a woman on the show from day one. When we went on the air, there were just five guys.
Well, you'd better have a woman on
That's right. So I called Ann and said, Ann, I would love to have you on Donnybrook. This was very early, our first year. And she said, well, you know how Mr. Hyland is. He detested television because of a competitive nature. You'll have to ask his permission. And I knew Bob well enough to do that, so I called him. He said, well, he said, since it's you asking, he said, I'll let her be on perhaps one or two times. He also used to say he never watched television, right? Okay, so I thought, if he doesn't watch television, how's he to know? So she was on for years thereafter. And I'll tell you something, I never being on Donnybrook has been a lot of fun for me, Don. It sure beats being on a newspaper, you know, in the sense of having fun. And working alongside of Ann Keefe was a riot. Mm-hmm. And the way she could put these guys down, the most scathing put down that Ann could do to me or anybody else was to refer to us as dear boy, which she did frequently.
And in that voice and dropping the words that
right.
she could.
That whiskey voice of hers, dear boy, she'd say. But she's one of us. She's the first lady of Donnybrook, the most talented on-air personality I've ever known.
Yeah, she's terrific. You know, it occurs to me, Martin, that one of the reasons for the success of the program, and there are probably many reasons to be sure, was the fact that it was very clear to the viewer that everybody did get along. They might go after
right.
each other in terms of opinion,
yeah.
but they were friends.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, and I'm glad that people understand. There are a few crabs out there in our audience who haven't quite gotten it. You know, get some letters from people who just don't understand what Donnybrook is all about. I mean, they think we should be far more, well, I don't know, you know, at odds with one another on conservative / liberal issues and so on.
Depending on what their point of view is. If they're
yeah.
conservative, they want more conservative discussion and
yeah,
vice,
right.
and vice
yeah.
versa. What are some of the other elements, do you think, that made it so successful? Other elements that have made it successful, aside from the camaraderie of the panelists?
Well, these are very talented people, and they know what they're doing and talking about. And with apologies to anybody else whose feelings might be hurt that they aren't on Donnybrook, I wouldn't trade the people who are on the show, you know, for anybody available. And we don't take ourselves all that seriously. We are not a pundit show, right? In fact, I think in many ways we're a spoof of some of the more serious-minded shows, or at least those people on them who take themselves all that seriously. We are walk-ons, you might say. Not Wendy Weiss. She's a professional broadcaster for many years, very talented and very bright. We're so happy to have her. Well, Charlie, of course, Mr. Radio in St. Louis. But initially, we were just, you know, it was an idea I had. It's been pretty well publicized. I had the idea from watching the McLaughlin group by chance.
Mm-hmm.
I said to May, I think I'd do something like this locally. She said, why don't you? And you know May well enough. And May said, why don't you? I mean, it's get going, correct? So I tried the idea out on Mark Vittert and Rich Koster, right? At the old Coco's on Lindbergh.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know how guys are. I mean, who, me, have an idea for a TV show? They didn't think it was such a great idea. But I did persuade Mark to go get us an invite to Channel 9.